Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Lori Bradner, President of Inspiring Educational Systems Incorporated and Director of School Operations for Tailwheels, etc. from Lakeland, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. We're here with Florida Aviation Network live from the Florida Air Museum right at the Howard Hughes exhibit. We invite you to come on down, and we're back today. We've been talking to quite a few interesting individuals, and we know that Sun and Fun happens in Florida. We know that it's the second largest air show in the nation, but it's also international. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are here with a very, very special guest, and we have with us, as you know, our motto here at Sun and Fun is creating a brighter future through aviation, and we definitely have the future. We are so excited to have with us today Alina Andersen, who is from Norway. Alina, welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome. And Alina, I want you to tell us, because I don't want to steal your thunder. I want to grow up and be you, except I'm older than you are, so that won't happen. But I want, please tell us what you do for a living.
Well, I fly the 747-400 as a first officer.
As a first officer. So you fly the 747. That's a pretty big plane, isn't it?
It's a big plane.
Now, I tell you what, it is amazing. You are young, you are beautiful, you are obviously smart. And tell us, what brings you to Sun and Fun?
Well, I'm here with my good friend, Bobrowski.
Is he there?
Yeah.
Do you want to say a shout out to him? You can say hi.
He knows it.
He knows. Awesome. Hello, hello. Okay. And yeah. So now, are you here? How does your schedule work? Are you here? Did you fly here on work? Are you here on vacation?
Well, we fly to the U.S. We fly to New York and Houston cargo.
Okay.
But now it's just vacation. You know, I have my 2 weeks off, so awesome. Came here to, you know, go diving, and, you know, I love Florida and I love Sun and Fun, so, you know.
That is, well, it's definitely, we definitely have the sun, yeah. And we definitely have the fun. Be sure to wear your sunscreen. Now, as you know, we've got the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, and we've got many, many students, and you must know, absolutely, you're an inspiration to me, you're an inspiration to the young lady sitting next to you.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about how long you've been flying, and tell us about your training and what you did?
Well, I started in Phoenix Aviation in Daytona.
Okay.
Yeah, in 2006. Oh. And after I did my ratings, my instructor ratings, I worked there for a year.
Okay.
I went back to Norway, converted to JAA, and then I've been working on the Saab 340 for some years. And then
amazing.
I went straight from the Saab 340 to the 747.
That is amazing. Now, I have to ask you this because I'm so intrigued. Did you always want to be a pilot? What did you? You could be a model. You're beautiful, but did you always want to be a pilot? What did you want to do?
I went for a flight in a Piper once.
How old were you?
Then I was 18, and really? I started flight school 2 months later.
Now I have a question for you. Flight school here for our students is very expensive. It's an expensive endeavor. Can you tell us a little bit? Can you do a comparison? Normally here in the States, for the students at CFAA and the students in Polk County that are taking flight lessons, it runs about $150 to $200 American dollars an hour.
Yeah.
Is that comparable in Norway? What did you
pay? No. In Norway, I didn't do my training there. I did everything here, you know?
You did everything here.
So
okay.
In Phoenix, we pay like $130 to fly the Cessna or something like that.
Wow.
So, but if you go to Norway and fly, you will pay double for the lesson.
Really?
So it's worth going to the U.S. to do it.
Okay.
You get a good experience. You know, we have a lot more traffic going on here. You have much better general aviation than in Norway.
Okay.
So for me, it was worth going here. And also, you know, you will most likely get an instructor job, and then you'll get hours, and the hours you will need.
And
if not,
okay.
Yeah.
How many hours did you need in order to become a first officer in the 747?
To get there, you have to have some hours for the insurance, basically.
Okay.
So the minimum requirement for the insurance on 7-4 that we have is that you need to have at least 500 hours on a turboprop heavier than 12 tons, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I didn't have more than 1,800 hours total time when I got the 747 job.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is absolutely amazing. Okay. Now, did you study aviation in school? What was your course of study throughout your school years and in your secondary school? Did you study anything special? Was there any?
Oh, no. I just went to normal high school in Norway. Basically, it's economy and stuff like that.
Okay.
Then I went straight to flight school here in the U.S.
Okay.
And now I'm also studying engineering a degree, yeah.
Really? Where are you studying engineering?
In Norway.
Wonderful. Yeah. At university?
Yeah, this is university. It's maritime engineering.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. And are you working toward master's, PhD?
Well, it's going to be a bachelor degree first.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm kind of busy.
Well, you have a full-time job.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you a question. How many, because in the, we're always very interested in getting women, and that's why you're such an inspiration to all of the young women that are watching and to all the students that will see this. Do you feel, are there more men than women that fly with you? And what can we do to encourage young women to fly and go into aviation?
Well, I don't know, because, you know, in Saudi, because this is where I fly now, in Saudi, and we are maybe 4 pilots that are women.
Really?
We're not a lot, you know, and this, of course, they don't allow female pilots. So we are kind of, you know, you know, the starting group, basically.
Right.
But, for sure, it's fun. What can I say? You get to travel the world, you know. One day you're in Africa in a safari, you know, for 3-4 days. Next day you might be in Hong Kong, you know, and you're in Hong Kong for 3 or 4 days, you know.
Awesome.
Go to Indonesia, you know, you have these amazing trips that you get to take, and I would say it's worth it.
Right.
For sure it's worth it.
Now,
if you like adventure.
What are your goals? Are your goals to be, I'm very interested, because there's no doubt you're extremely articulate. What are your goals? I can see you as captain. I can see you definitely. I can see you in left seat. What are your goals? What are you looking to do? What do you dream about?
Well, I would hope to be a pilot on the 7-4. I love the aircraft. I want to fly that as long as I can.
Okay.
If I get to be a captain, I would be happy with that, I think.
Now, yeah. I have to ask you, what do you love about it?
Well, I love about the flying part.
And the 747. You said you love the 747.
It's the size. It's the aircraft itself. It's a beauty, you know.
Yeah.
It's such a good piece of equipment. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you make me want to fly it.
You have to try it.
I want to try.
Well,
you know, I'm
like
a student pilot.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm getting ready to solo. So that's how far behind I am for you.
But, you know, when I was a student, you know, I remember the MD 80 coming in, you know,
yes.
in Daytona,
yes.
and my instructor said, we will never fly anything like that, you know, and I said, just wait. So I got it even better.
That is so awesome. Now, let me ask you a question. What would you say, what would you say to young women today? If you had a group of students in front of you, you have this beautiful young lady next to you, Michelle Cassidy, who's a student at CFAA, what would you say to her to inspire her? And do you have any words of wisdom?
Well, you just got to work hard. If you really, really want it, you will get it.
Yeah.
For sure, you know. But if you're on the lazy side, you know, you won't get there, obviously.
Right.
You
right.
just got to work for it, you know.
Because
you never know what you're going to get, you know, if you try.
You know, at first, I really wasn't interested in flying. But being here at Sun and Fun in this past week, I've really gotten into it. And I really want to start flying.
Look at that. We got her hooked. She's hooked. We got her.
Yes,
you're in.
And she
Mom,
definitely
where's your mother? Tell her we got her hooked. Mom, we got her hooked. That's it.
Yes.
That's it. Okay. I just saw Mom panic. They're calling the medics. But no, that's awesome.
Yeah, and she really inspired me. I didn't know she would be in so... have so much involved, so much experience, and you're a real inspiration.
Oh, thank you.
Michelle, what questions do you have? I've been asking and I've been taking up the microphone time, which you know I always do, but what questions, do you have any questions that you would like to ask?
Wow. Not really. I think you answered all my questions.
Okay.
I hope to see like more of you, and I really hope to see a lot more out of this, and I really want to be involved in aviation right now.
Awesome. Well, now I've got a question. You've had a chance, and we're so pleased to have you here, to see the beautiful Florida Air Museum. But there is a museum there in Norway, because as you might not know, I believe we talked a little bit before broadcast, we took students to Norway this year.
Yeah.
Thanks to Lars Christian, Olga, Kjell Arndt, and the students at Nannenstadt, which were wonderful. And, of course, they've got a similar program, a program based in STEM and engineering and aviation, but they've got a museum there. that we got time to spend, we spent exploring, and it was called Gardermoen. Can you tell us a little bit? Have you been there? And can you tell us a little bit about the museum?
You know, I have, the only museum I've been to in Gardermoen is the Scandinavian Airlines Museum.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Now, what is that one? I've not been, I missed that one. How did I miss that one?
It was in the airport. It's just the Scandinavian Airlines Systems Museum. Okay. They also have one for the whole, you know, aviation history that they had, you know, and... But I've never been to the one that you
really okay.
About, no.
The one here, as you know, a lot of our airplanes that you're seeing, they're definitely not the 747. We do have a 727 by FedEx that you're welcome to take a look at, but you may not fly off with it. Okay, I can't have that one. That's ours. But we've got some wonderful airplanes here. But of course, they're all they belong to the EAA. A lot of them are home built. We're so proud of that.
Yeah.
But the museum that we visited had all of the warbirds.
Okay.
And warbirds from all over the world. And there are some beautiful, beautiful aircraft. And let me ask you, because I'm just interested, when you were starting your progression, and to obviously you didn't start training in the 747.
No.
What did you start in? How did your progression go as far as learning, and when you gained your hours, where did you start to get to the place that you're at, the place I want to be?
Well, started feeling seas, obviously, just flying Cessnas. I was instructor on the Cessna and the Arrow, basically.
Really?
This is what I did for a year.
Okay.
And had, like, instrument, commercial students, private students, everything like that. And, like I said, I only been flying the Saab 340. I flew, like, for a private company in the beginning. I was really lucky. They only wanted one pilot. And they had thousand applications, so I was really lucky I got the job. So I was flying basically corporate for a year in the beginning.
That is remarkable.
Yeah. So, and you know, as you fly, you meet people, you get new contacts, you know, and one of the examinators really, you know, liked what I was doing and how I was flying, and this is how I got my other jobs, you know, through him, basically.
That is awesome.
And yeah.
Well, I want to say thank you. We appreciate you being here, and thank you for taking your vacation time to be with us. I tell you what, it has been a pleasure. And thank you for helping us all the way from Norway to create a brighter future through aviation. It has been a delight, an absolute delight. You're an inspiration to me. Michelle, thank you.
Yes.
Now, you know I'm going to turn it back over to you. We gave you a little rest.
Oh, my gosh, no.
Now we're going to put you right back on it.
Oh, no.
And ladies and gentlemen, we hope that you will stay tuned. Thank you again, ladies and gentlemen. We look forward to talking to you a little bit later.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.